prices going up, other things are going up. But I mean, we obviously have bills to pay too.
For sure, and that's what they gotta think about.
Yeah.
Hey, honey.
Are we eating everything?
Good. How are you?
Yeah. So that's
the tea.
Did you bring me? Yeah, but the, I mean, anyways, as you can see, there's, you know, some people
know
they're seen and they'll be willing, the price is, you know, up to them. They
that's
dig
right.
it.
I'd save a full year to come for 2 days. I'd save a full year to come for a day, like, seriously. Just the atmosphere here. Really close to everybody else too, so like it's comparable rate. But you're not getting
the
same anywhere else that you're getting here.
The thing is, they've got no competition. It's not another place like Texas.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah. They allow singles, couples, you know, and it's clothing optional.
It's
other places have 1,001
the whole
girls.
Thing about
rate
and I don't think it's been rate.
No.
If there's anything people keep away, whatever, you know, it's just
my biggest thing right now is I guess word of mouth. Just getting the word out.
Yep.
And I do try and keep it word of mouth as
think,
much
I
as
I think
possible.
The network's going to help
too.
The network's
going to help.
Yeah.
On Facebook, I keep posting the network every time it goes off my wall.
Nice.
Might be slow, but you know, it's going to happen.
We're,
well, I'm
I
definitely more into quality over quantity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, yeah.
When I post it, I always say we're mature adults, we're mature people come to meet.
Well, I mean,
mature, open-minded. That's
open-minded.
What I said. Mature, open-minded people come
that's
to me.
That's a good Jesus. I just
you know, and I mean, people to realize, hey, you know, it's.
Oh, I hope the wind picks up. Really, really hard.
Don't pick near a trailer. Blame it on the cat.
Yeah, that was nice. I said the next day we could blame it on the dogs.
I might almost, what we'll do eventually is rebuild. Maybe we'll do a pee area, like, I don't know, have some plant that could absorb it. But I'm actually thinking of, like, building some, maybe open concept urinals.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're not necessarily outside, but they're aired enough more than an outhouse.
So Japanese, they just have like holes in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay.
Even when you go to public toilets, they're just holes.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No toilet seats. You just. They don't squat over
squat
a hole.
Down.
Huh.
I think I've seen a couple pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't sit on a seat or they
they're
just
really
squat?
No, they're very. They have strange toilet habits.
I mean, I guess it's more natural than what we do. Let's just think about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's actually the whole thing, it's the anatomics of it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually when you're in that crouching tiger position.
So wait, you'd want a car show, why do you think of that? A car show here, Bo's are the judges, they, you know, first, second, and third prizes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the sponsoring, okay.
Well, because the sponsor gives the trophy.
That's pretty good.
And this way nobody can say it's a biased opinion because they're your guests that come. And they can't say, oh, you guys all like them better anyway.
Right. That's good.
Yeah, you have to figure out capacity. How many cars can sit in here walking
through? Well, I'm thinking the first, like, I'm going to do this, like, in August, so I got only about 3 weeks
you
to
figure,
really, like
20
cars.
The ones that they used to have in Oshawa.
Yeah.
Comfortably.
Yeah.
It
was
not a bad number. If the people want to camp,
a mall
the
parking lot,
maybe
it would be no bigger than this area
yeah.
here.
That's
great,
yep.
Yeah.
So you got to have like a, you could put like, if people, like each camp lot represented like one car space,
yeah.
you'd have like 80 cars just in the front here.
Yeah.
Well, no, the thing is the cars, you could just park, right? It doesn't have to be they doing anything. You know, maybe there could be like some people playing sound systems or something. But people could just walk around, you know, spend the whole day, you know, watching, you know, 50 cars.
Yeah.
I would imagine with the people that come here already, we're already up in like, you know, at least 20, no, let's say 10. I mean, so yeah, the car show. Yeah, I'm just trying to think of other activities too, you know, what people might be interested in doing. I was always a nude Olympics would be kind of cool to bring back.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Doing something a little, you know, sporty, you know, it's like, okay, doing a nude marathon or, because the original Olympics were doing that, so. Bring that back. Other thing would be edible tours.
Or any nude sport.
Any, well, yeah.
Nude, we got room for a nude, not thing with frisbee.
Is it just, well, it could be done on that Olympic day, you know, any sport.
We could do a volleyball,
new volleyball, new badminton,
yeah.
Yeah, we've got all the, you know.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so that's sporting, that could be an event right there. Actually, it might be something to do it in, like, August, too. Because I want to do...
I brought my badminton net up 2 times now, and I haven't put it up yet.
Oh,
yeah?
It's been too windy, but I mean, you put it up now.
Yeah.
It's going to be like
now it's too dark.
Tomorrow morning, if it's tomorrow night, tomorrow morning, somebody can help me put up the net.
Okay. If you ever want to do badminton...
I'll put it up and put it in place.
Yeah, I mean, you can set it up anywhere on the main
room. I got the racket, got the birds that told me to handle a bit of wind.
I'd be up for a set or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be up for playing some badminton. Hell yeah, I love badminton.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to play the sport, but I just rally.
You
hit the birdie.
I just rally it, man. That's all I do, but it's the funnest thing. Ping pong is the same way.
Oh, yeah.
Nude, you're facing opponents that are doing it nude, too. They're bouncing and stuff. It's great.
That's great, yeah.
Everything's flying, yeah. So, no, for sure, badminton, yeah, we should do that up. I have, like, well, in the barn,
and
too.
We caught a horseshoes, too, when you were here last time. That was Kevin and I mentioned. You know, I like the clang of horseshoes.
Hmm.
You guys can do horseshoes.
Yeah, horseshoes would be a...
clang. I love that.
We have a croquet set.
Yeah.
I mean...
What you got to think of is, okay, how are you going to do that and cut the lawn at the same time? So that can be logistics of where you put things.
Well, it would be like in a, I don't know, a sand lot or something. I don't know, maybe where it's squared off. The thing with nets is easy enough. You can plant them and then take them
mm-hmm.
out.
Yeah.
Same with croquet.
Yeah.
Horseshoes could be
a
spike.
You only cut the lawn once a week?
Yeah, and I mean, worst case,
yeah.
What I would do is say a horseshoe, I don't really know, but it's like pegs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could
yeah.
just have, like, holes in the ground where you just put a post
well,
in when you need it.
Well, the post is in the dirt, so you're not going to cut by the dirt.
Well, I would put a hollow, like I would have a hole.
Yeah, that's like
hollowed out, and then I could put a pole in or out depending on when I need it.
In golf, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of sand.
Yeah, so I mean, that could be easily done where we could... Something that's removable but we can mow over and then put it back
yeah.
in, easily,
you
know?
Yeah, you know, you got the fences over here and stuff moving. Might see the trailers or whatever. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure, you know, a volleyball net, you know, where we're placing stuff. I mean, we've got that whole other field there. Even mm-hmm. this, actually, this isn't a good area because this is kind of the main...
Yeah,
and,
it's traffic.
And yeah, everyone can easily, instead of having to trek out anywhere, for, you know, it's a quick match.
That's not fun, right?
No.
I'm going to play volleyball, I'm not going to travel, I'm not going to walk 20 yards. Like, what?
Call me a cab.
Yeah.
Hey, go first. We'll drive you out there.
Oh, man.
Ooh, you're naked.
We do have a golf
you're
cart.
Naked. Oh, it's great, isn't
actually,
it?
Actually, that's something is that golf cart. Do you think it would be enough torque to like for it to pull a trailer?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay, because eventually. Well, what I want to do with that thing is use it to do tours. Like. No, you don't think it would have the range.
It will pull the trailer, not the trailer full of people.
I don't know
okay. Right. Well, we got lawn tractors, Steven.
Yeah,
just want to minimize gas use.
Would
but
be more feasible.
Yeah. Anyways, doing tours in the back. Like, actually, I did. I like doing walks. And if anyone's interested, you know, I always give tours of the place.
Well, somebody's trying to quit smoking soon, so a nice long walk would be good.
Yeah.
I haven't been past this part.
Well, we can do the lake tomorrow then.
I have no clue. No,
what's
beyond
here? Take some bug stuff.
Yeah, well, we'd go, I would suggest high noon.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be, the bugs won't come out as much. We have to just make sure everyone has sunscreen and dress properly.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to fight off the sun. And stay away from the shade and trees. Yeah, so Olympic Day, car show. Oh, you're getting cold there?
Oh, it's me.
Okay, Al.
I always get cold.
Nice. Have a great night.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, live music's another thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well. That's, what we want to do with the website is get some, you know, get more YouTube videos embedded.
Bones had live music. I don't know where they played it.
Yeah, I'm in touch with the promoter who... They do it in the brewery. But what I might try, I had the events coordinator come out and scope out the place.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, like I said, I had half the brewery come last week, two past weekends, because, like I said, I'm friends with the production manager, Phil. You know, we've been buddies since high school and
mm-hmm.
school, so, you know, we're on, you know, good terms. It's already a good business relationship we can foster. So we had Bose, like I said, last weekend, the weekend before it, you know, to promote them. And
mm-hmm.
and they don't have to overtly promote us, but, I mean, their beer being here helps.
You
and
got the space.
Yeah.
And not many places have the space.
Hmm.
Well, they might eventually sell, but you got the space that's sort of organized.
Yeah.
You know, and you got the facilities. You got electrical, you got water, you know, shit.
Well, we would still, the only thing is our vibe is, you know, how we would still, whatever we would host here,
mm-hmm.
have to kind of gel with that, I guess.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't.
I don't think anything Bose is going to do is going to be huge.
Yeah.
Not here anyway.
No. But it would be, I would welcome an opportunity to have them help me organize an event here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, something that I wouldn't want to have hosted here, you know,
yeah.
and have them sponsor.
I bet you could do some sort of deal.
You sell your beer here.
No, it's just like they've wanted to do events in the past and it didn't pan out because they didn't do it this year. This is a locale mix. This is a locale.
Markham,
yeah.
Markham car show?
Toronto,
Markham.
It's like south east Toronto.
Yeah.
Is that like a good standard or is it just a good one?
Well, the first year, it was actually the first year wasn't too bad. It's just a Dark Knight sponsored them.
The movie? Or?
No, it's a car detailing place. And they sponsored Markham, and now, 8 years, so 8 years, and they've, like, tripled their entries now.
The fees?
Not their fees, just how many people have actually come to enter.
Okay. Nice.
Wow. Same thing, Dark Knight sponsored them, got three trophies, nothing fancy or anything.
Is it usually, I guess, the venue itself that provides the prizes?
Usually the sponsor does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Bose, if it was like, okay, they did a car, like, you know, I would have the car show here,
mm-hmm.
they would provide the first prize would be... Like something Bose related, or?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes you know, you're just starting out, so, you know, a $50 prize, sometimes not even, like Dark Knight or the first Markham show, all they got was a trophy.
Mm.
And then complimentary stuff from Dark Knight.
Okay.
There was nothing.
Because I know maybe here, like, first prize could be, hey, a week at TGB all paid or something, you know.
Yeah. Or even the weekend. You wouldn't have enough entries to cover that cost for a week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing a free car show, a trophy is fine. If you're charging entry fees,
mm-hmm.
then the prizes start to go up because now you're charging them to enter their car.
Mm-hmm.
So with the little bit of time you have right now, you know, do a small one this year, and next year, you know, you could possibly do an even bigger one, and then, you know, start charging a fee, and then have a week.
Mm.
You know, first prize is a free week, with or without meals, whichever you guys go, or, you know, second prize could be a weekend, or case of those or something.
Hmm.
Because some guys go to the smaller venues to get their cars noticed, and then once they get their trophies going, the first place trophies, they hit the bigger venues, because then the more trophies they show at the bigger high-end venues, the better off they are and more chance they have of winning at a bigger venue because they've got all these trophies. So the judges go,
Okay.
What is everybody seeing? No.
Okay.
Yeah, I love my cars. I go to my car shows all the time. Markham, Grand Bend, Toronto, Hamilton.
Fred, does he do you guys have any cars?
Well, unfortunately, his car isn't ready for any show. Mm. Because, unfortunately, he doesn't know how to say no. And he's lent his car to a couple of friends, and it is no longer worth showing to anybody.
Okay. No.
Or, yeah, he would have loved to have done it. And our new paint job.
What's, what is she?
87 Cutlass. 87 old Cutlass.
Okay, so that's like those big
cruising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The blue car we came in March.
Right, yeah, okay, yeah, I remember that one now, yeah.
Cutlass was the Oldsmobile muscle car, yeah.
Sorry?
It was the Oldsmobile muscle car.
Mm-hmm.
Cutlass.
Yeah.
444 inch cut. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thing. Was the New Yorker an Oldsmobile?
Yeah, that's what I was for.
Okay. But the New Yorker we had was kind of similar. I'm trying to remember.
Oh, yeah.
Wide. I don't know, V8. No, not a V8.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, it was a V8.
Fred's dropping a V8 into the...
Yeah.
That's Grand National Motor in it right now. He's taking it and replacing it with a 450 or 455, I can't remember.
Okay.